Senator Robert Byrd passed away this morning at the age of 92.
I'm always enthralled by the Senate chamber itself, the walls themselves. Well, if they could speak, what could they tell us?
Byrd himself had stories to tell about Capitol Hill. He served in Washington since January of 1959, the longest-serving member in congressional history.
That was when men ran for the Senate to be a senator, not to become president. They ran to be a senator, and they loved the Senate.
At times, majority whip, minority leader, proud West Virginian, and amateur fiddler. Robert Byrd's long career in the Senate ended this morning. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 28th, a day to talk about legacies. Robert Byrd passes away, and it's John Paul Stevens' last day on the bench of the Supreme Court.
That was Byrd actually playing the violin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. And right at the top of the news, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia has died at the age of 92, the nation's longest-serving senator. He often poked fun at his age.
Man, you're looking at Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
For more on his life and service, we're joined by Paul Nyden from the Charleston Gazette in West Virginia. And Paul, if we're thinking about legacies, perhaps one of the most important, actually, in the very colorful life of Senator Robert Byrd is the fact that he loved the Senate and he was a true senator, and that's what he wanted to be, a senator.
Yeah, he leaves a true legacy behind, and I think many, many of his colleagues always compare him to one of the founding fathers back after the Revolution. That he was totally dedicated to being a senator, to, you know, providing the very best leadership he felt he could to the United States government and to benefit the citizens of West Virginia.
Okay, we're going to talk with you more, Paul Nyden, about the legacy of Senator Robert Byrd in just a moment.
Meanwhile, over the weekend in Toronto, leaders at the G20 summit pledged to cut their deficits in half by 2013. But President Obama warned that cutting stimulus programs too quickly could hurt global economic recovery.
We have to make sure we're not rushing to the exits too quickly and all at the same time. But we also have to be mindful that the debt and deficit levels that many advanced countries have right now are unsustainable.
The G20 summit wrapped up yesterday. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice John Paul Stevens is expected to take the bench for the final time today before the session ends. The court has four cases left to rule on, and confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan are scheduled for today. There's no word yet on whether they'll be postponed as Washington marks Senator Byrd's death, and unquestionably activities in the Senate will be focused around remembering Senator Byrd today. Tropical storm Alex could become a hurricane by tomorrow. Right now, it's headed towards Mexico's northeastern coast. That's clear of the Gulf leak. Meanwhile, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is due in New Orleans today. He'll give the latest on the spill. And yesterday, the governors of the Gulf Coast states declared a day of prayer for the entire region.
Finally, abroad, the Electoral Commission in Kyrgyzstan says voters there have approved a new constitution. It gives more power to the parliament. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,143. The S&P at 10,076. And the Nasdaq opens at 22.23. So we're going to be talking later on this hour about what it means to be gay and aging in America. We'll speak to two people who are part of the first generation to live fully out of the closet.
But lots to think about the life and career of West Virginia Senator Democrat Robert Byrd. He was actually a majority leader back in 1980. He's majority leader, one of the most senior serving members of Congress in both houses. No one has served longer. What does it mean to have seniority? Is it a value that has affected your life? Tell us your story of what seniority means. Is there a time to get out, a time to stay in? How does your value grow as you stay on the job? 877-8-MY-TAKE. More on Senator Byrd coming right up.